We'll start off with a discussion of laryngeal myasthenia. And this is related to a functional loss of muscle strength without a neurological basis. So these individuals are going to appear like they have vocal fold paralysis for no known reason, okay? There is no neurological deficit. It comes on rather suddenly. It frequently appears after an upper respiratory infection has resolved. Now, we're going to see this a lot, and it's kind of confusing for most students because how do you know it's resolved? Okay, I'll tell you right now, pretty straightforward. An upper respiratory infection is usually gone in 7 to 10 days. If the voice continues to be bad after that point in time, there's a voice problem. It's not an upper respiratory infection. Okay, you don't keep laryngitis for more than a day or two. Okay, these people had a cold and now they'll tell you the cold is gone. Okay, so it's after the upper respiratory infection has resolved. What happens in this case is that the voice is normal in the morning and it's going to become weak, hoarse, and breathy as the day progresses. So these are individuals that are going to tell you at the end of the day they can't talk as well as at the beginning of the day. So that's why when you do your assessment, it's very important to consider their description of the voice problem. Did it come on suddenly? Okay, this one will come on relatively suddenly. I mean, you know, they're not going to notice it. They're going to think it's the cold for a while and then they're going to notice it, okay? A real sudden onset is going to be a psychogenic disorder, but this one, you know, usually comes after a cold, okay? Whereas with vocal nodules, it takes a while to get them. People are like, oh yeah, my voice has been hoarse for a while, a couple months, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, that's more hyperfunctional. When they can kind of pinpoint it, you know, I had this cold and then my voice just didn't get better, then you're thinking something like this, okay? They're also going to talk about they do have periods of normal voice and lose it, okay? If this continues, you're going to see the development of glottal gaps or vocal fold bowing, okay? And overall, they need to try harder to produce their voice. So as you can imagine, the vocal folds are not coming together well, so they have to work harder, okay?